back. This is Frank Maloney with Terry Gates. I'm glad you've joined us tonight. You're listening to Who's Talking. We've just listened to Jerry Radcliffe break down the coaching search for the UVA head football coaching job. And now we're going to move on to basketball because I've got a serious rebounder sitting next to me, and it's time to talk about something really important, and that's basketball.
But what Coach Bennett really needs sitting next to him is some scores, Frank. And if anyone saw or listened to that Stanford game, you know, they were up with just under 5 minutes to go and down the stretch come up with like two or three points. Don't stop, Stanford from getting the ball, driving the ball to the rim. Some guy pulls up, shoots a three, and he's unguarded. Some turnovers in there. But, you know, it's critical that when you're playing games in the 50s and the 60s that you got to score it. You got to play defense. You got to rebound. But it's quite often you just can't rely on that. You got to put the ball in the basket. And against Stanford, Virginia did not do that. And we saw one of the nightmares. I hope not to see too much this year, but I think you saw Jeff Jones and Mustafa Farrakhan go 4 for 19. When they go 4 for 19, that doesn't bode well for the Cavs.
Ouch.
Yes. And then Cleveland State kind of saw some of the same thing reoccur, down by 10 in early in the second half. And then I only caught the second half of that game. And all of a sudden you start seeing passing. I have a vivid memory of Mike Scott getting the ball down low in the left block and kicking it out to Will Sherrill for a three. I don't know where that game plan came in, but if it wasn't for Will Sherrill's 16 points, they don't win that game. And I think Scott had 3 or 4 assists that game. I looked at his career assists. I think he had 36 assists his first 2 years. He's got 11 this year. So that tells you the emphasis they are about moving the ball from side to side, getting the ball down low to him. But if they do get the ball down low, people need to spot up and shoot threes, and he'll get an assist for that.
Well, and thank goodness the ball is rotating more. I noticed we haven't talked about the ACC Big Ten Challenge game against Penn State, but it does seem like the team is sharing the ball better. It does look like they're trying to establish an inside-outside passing game, and they're trying to find the open man when the other team sort of cuts the court in half and tries to focus too much on Sylvan as well as Mike Scott.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ball movement. I think they played very well the first half. I think they had a 10-point lead down the stretch. Then, you know, it's how you finish these halves. They only went into halftime up by 6, and that really hurt them. They should have been up 10-12 and really feel good about yourselves. I think Penn State felt pretty good about themselves only being down 6. And then some easy buckets. Penn State got the ball in and some cold shooting. And, you know, another worst-case scenario for Virginia is when you see Sylvan with 9 points with 12 minutes to go. And Scott played very well, though he did not touch the ball down that much down the stretch. And needed another score to step up. Sherrill came in. I think he rushed a few three-pointers. Everyone was hoping he could ignite him. Didn't do it. And, you know, good hustle there at the end, not giving up. But they were in a position they should have been in down 10 with, 2 minutes to go. And another loss for the Cavs.
You know what's interesting about the game, looking back, sometimes breaking down the stats, UVA took 61 shots to only 52 shots for Penn State. Usually the team that gets more shots usually is controlling the game, but Virginia was not controlling the game at all. Percentage-wise, Virginia made 41% of their shots. Interestingly enough, thanks to Sammy Zaglinski, UVA made 8 of 15 three-pointers, which usually if you shoot better than 50% from three-point land, you win.
Well, you do, but I think he was 0 of 6 before he started hitting shots. So they were in such a hole with 2 minutes to go.
10 points down or something.
10 points down. And then they missed some free throws down the stretch. How they hit those, they had a shot there. But, you're basing everything on the last 2 minutes. The first 18 minutes of the second half wasn't very pretty.
Well, I've got an email here from a loyal Wahoo basketball fan, Ruddy Rose, who wrote in talking about the recent basketball game, and he questioned what's going on with Jontel Evans. Why didn't he bring him in earlier in the game and put him on top of Taylor Battle, the high scorer who finished the night with 32 points? Why didn't he bring him in earlier to try to deny the ball some and so forth? What do you think, Terry?
Well, I think one of the issues was that trying to score.
Right.
So, you bring somebody in, but are you going to have him try to score for you too? I mean, I think they were having more troubles probably on offense. And, I think he's trying to figure out, Coach Bennett, who can play in his system, who's going to consistently give him good effort on defense, on rebounding, on ball handling. And more importantly, this is a team that, hasn't shot the ball that well over the course of time in the last couple of years. And he certainly needs to find some guys that can hit some three-pointers from the outside, which will open up for Scott, because when Virginia gets in the ACC, there's going to be a long-arm player standing behind Mike Scott, and that's going to make it very difficult for him to score.
Interestingly, we know that Jameel Tucker has been suspended here at the early part of the season. I've seen him wearing his warm-ups. I've seen him wearing his coat and tie behind the bench. He's someone that gives them an outside, reliable outside shot. Is his participation expected before Christmas based on what you've heard? And will he help us?
Well, he would take, I think, the slot that the minutes, unfortunately, Will Sherrill has earned. He'd be stepping into those minutes. Tucker has a nice – he's a career 40% shooter from the three-point stripe, so they need that type of shooter in the game. Need for Jeff Jones or Mustafa Erkan to step up and be a consistent scorer for this team.
You know, quick check of the minutes played in the last game, and it's interesting. Calvin Baker had 20 minutes on the floor, whereas Jeff Jones had 16. It also looks like Sammy Zaglinski and a few others, they were all getting more minutes. We're going to head to break here in just a second, so hang with us. We're coming back on the other side to finish up our discussion of basketball and also talk about the fall sports and all the excitement with the soccer team. So hang with us.